This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Now, pets have a unique way of showing their love for us, and could one of these ways be by bringing us dead animals? Well, why is it that our pets need to share their latest catch with us? Mia Cobb is a research fellow from the Animal Welfare Science Centre at the University of Melbourne, joins us on the line. Mia, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Firstly, Mia, is the animal a gift and is it meant for us?
It's a really good question and one that I get asked a lot, which is why I wrote this piece of the conversation online. Look, the answer is sometimes, but not always. So I think it's important. We do tend to put ourselves at the centre of every story, and sometimes our pets might just be bringing something into the house. Maybe they've found it. Maybe they just want to chew up something really gross and they're just heading to their bed and wandering past us. It's not necessarily intended for us. That said, there are other times where it very pointedly is being presented to you, and you might have had a cat that's kind of stalked in. They make quite a specific kind of yowling noise when they've caught something. They'll look at you directly. They're really kind of saying, well, check this out, I've really scored big. And, you know, myself, I've had, you know, I have one of the cats I worked with when I worked at Guide Dogs Victoria actually brought in a baby rabbit one time that it had found. And it's, you know, it was very definitely presented. And, you know, having looked at this and looked into some other research, because interestingly, and stay with me here because you might not expect dolphins to be involved in this story, but they are. There were some biologists that looked at dolphins that were bringing people who fed them actually catching fish and octopus and squid and things and then presenting them to the people. And they really studied this quite a lot, trying to work out why are they doing it. Is it some kind of play? Do they think we're incompetent hunters and they need to teach us? What is it that they're doing? And basically, it's a reflection of the attachment that these animals have with us. So it can be one of a number of things, but basically it means you're part of the family and they're presenting this to you. Part of it is sharing. It could be something to do with trying to teach you how to hunt better. It could be a little bit about, you know, sharing their find with you. So I think we have to be careful, obviously, in Australia. We've got such beautiful wildlife that if we know that our cats or dogs are actually regularly catching things outside, whether it's lizards or birds or little mammals, then we really need to take steps so that we can limit that. But it's normal behaviour, and we can limit it by either keeping them on a lead when we go outside or putting in a cat run. You know, there's some great tunnel systems and things. It's not like you have to literally put netting all around your backyard or anything like that. Or just supervising them when they're outside so that they're not, you know, running amok and killing millions of our beautiful animals.
Mia, what are some of the risks for our pets themselves and potentially us with them hunting these animals and then bringing them back to our house?
Yeah, that's a great question too, because it's not just a matter of, you know, we care about the wild animals and we want to take care of them. They can also bring home parasites. So things like mites and that can cause mange and lice that can transfer onto us. Also things like worms, intestinal worms. So they might eat something's stomach, they'll get those into their system. They might then lick you on the face and pass that on or onto your hand and you then inadvertently put that in your mouth. Or kids bite. So we can be sharing a lot more than is actually intended. So it's important to have your pets on proper parasite control to prevent those sort of outside parasites and internal ones transferring across. And if people aren't sure what kind of parasite control they should have their pets on, then have a chat to your local vet. They'll be able to get you straight with what's best in your area, because sometimes there might be specific ticks or things in your area that don't apply to other places.
We're chatting with Mia Cobb, research fellow from the Animal Welfare Science Centre at the University of Melbourne, about why our dogs and cats bring us animals that they have hunted. Mia, we were talking before about wildlife, and it's something that I'm certainly concerned about. And, you know, I've only ever had one cat, but that cat did bring home some wildlife once, and I thought, that's it. And I installed a cat run around my backyard, which, you know, it was quite happy to live in the cat run and it stopped them hunting wild animals. What would you say to people that do have cats and say, oh, but, you know, they've got to have their natural life and they've got to be out there walking in the wild and, you know, enjoying themselves?
Yeah, look, I've had cats myself, and we had quite an extensive cat run put in stages as we could afford it. And it was kind of like a tunnel system that went around the roofline of our house. So they were up really high, which they loved, and could get lots of vantage points, move around in the sun different times of the day. And then there were some vertical tunnels that went down to the ground, so they could still go down, eat some grass, scratch around. So they could engage in all those normal behaviours that we know are important for cats to have a good life, but at the same time keeping all the wildlife protected. And honestly, I don't know that I care a lot about the welfare of animals. That's what I do professionally. Mm. And I feel that that was a real good compromise in letting them do all those natural movements, see different parts of, the areas they could move within, but still engage in all those normal behaviours that are important to them to have a good life. And, you know, some cats can do that completely well inside as well, provided their needs are met inside. And, you know, we can do things too to engage with them. A lot of people don't play with their cats. Cats love to play. You can really actively, you know, engage them with toys and things like that. We'll let them stretch out all those kind of natural hunting behaviours that they like to do, but in a safe way.
Absolutely. So I guess the moral of the story is they're trying to show us love, but there are ways that we can prevent both them, ourselves and wildlife being injured.
And show them love.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're taking care of everyone.
Absolutely. Mia, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mia Cobb is a research fellow from the Animal Welfare Science Centre at the University of Melbourne.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.